Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Our contact in Northland told us we badly need rain, mate, when we rang. He's got his fingers crossed for it coming through on Sunday. Feed levels are only satisfactory at the moment. The water table is low, but dams are okay. Despite that, farmers are pleased with the payout from Fonterra and the beef schedule is holding up. Around Pukekohe, irrigation's been on. Early potatoes especially are in need of watering as they're at a critical growth stage. A little rain midweek partly relieved the dryness, but more is needed. The long dry periods have meant low disease pressure on outdoor crops, but rabbits are continuing to be a serious problem. Tons of onions and potatoes are still being exported to the Pacific Islands.
In Waikato, while topsoils are wet and pastures are growing well, the subsoils are still dry. The region needs several 50-millimetre dumps, but not all at once, please. The feed situation is fine. Cows are in good condition, ready for mating in a few weeks. This week has been time for a break in a Bay of Plenty dairy and kiwi fruit operation. Calving finished last week, mating's a few weeks away, and pruning's over. Bud break is happening in green and gold kiwi fruit. Like most regions, though, they could do with more rain. Even with visa changes and border exemptions to allow more overseas workers into the agriculture and horticulture industries, our contact says there is increasing nervousness about the labour supply for the season ahead.
It's been a winter out of the box in Taranaki, and now the grass is growing, calving's gone without a hitch, and cows are cycling well, ready for mating. Most farmers are in a comfortable position, but while Taranaki has been one of the regions least affected by COVID in the dry, the Rural Support Trust, which helps with farmer welfare, has had more calls than normal from the region's farming community. Pressures being put on farmers on top of the general stress brought on by the pandemic are causing more to seek help. It's been an exceptional lambing period on the East Coast with particularly good lamb survival rates, but some areas could do with a bit of rain now to keep the grass moving. Dams have been well replenished, but some farmers on the coast are noticing springs are running a bit slower. There's some apprehension around the effect of the second wave of COVID-19 in main markets overseas and what that will mean for the demand for New Zealand lamb. Despite that, prices are holding up. The lamb schedule is at the high end of the $6 mark, close to $7.
In Hawke's Bay, everything is racing in the orchards. Early variety apples are starting to blossom. Later varieties are at bud break or just past. This season's good temperatures mean a compressed bud break and a relatively short flowering period. It makes harvest easier to manage. Most peach, nectarines and plums are through flowering and cherries are close to full bloom. When we rang, a consultant in Manawatū was checking the weather forecast to see what the region would be in for after a fabulous week of sunshine and some good rain. The soil is dry for the end of September and they'll take any more rain that comes their way. He's advising farmers to put an extra hectare or three of summer feed crop in to prepare for a dry summer. The great weather has meant plenty of silage being made. Lambing in the hill country is well underway and calving is pretty much done and dusted.
Horo Whenua has had variable amounts of rain this week. It's been mild and on dairy farms, grass is leaping out of the ground. Crops are growing well and asparagus is being harvested every day now. Volumes should increase significantly with the help of a large team of mostly Samoan workers. Because of the restricted border, they've been here for a year now instead of heading home after the fruit harvest. The asparagus harvest has filled an employment hole for them. The large Samoan community in the region has welcomed them in and our contact says the workers speak to their families back home every day to try and keep homesickness at bay. It's been a mixed week in Wairarapa, windy with some quite good rain too. Lambing's largely finished and farmers are preparing for docking. Farmers are adequately happy as they brace for more drying winds. Our contact says Wairarapa winds are a bit of a legend.
The north of the South Island had a beautiful week with lots of sunshine, nothing like the forecast substantial rain. There was just the odd shower on Friday morning. There was wind, however. The willows are coming into flower, grass growth rates are good, spring is really starting to hit. After a terrific start with dry weather and sunshine, milk production is well up on the same time last year. Marlborough received decent rain a week ago, but since then there have been hot nor'west winds which have dried things out again. Pastures are growing, and with the dry this week, farmers are racing to get crops in before the forecast rain arrives later this weekend, which they're looking forward to. A lot more is needed.
There was a huge downpour on the west coast midweek, and when we called a farmer on Friday morning, he was out repairing fences that were smashed down with flood water. It's only been the past couple of weeks that have been really trying weather-wise, however, so he wasn't too fazed. Cows are struggling a bit with the weather, and money is being spent on palm kernel to help them get conditioned back, ready for mating. It was a hot, dry week in Canterbury with temperatures up to mid-20s and wind to go with it. This has triggered irrigation to start as soil moisture is starting to drop away. Pasture growth is good and a lot of early season baleage is being made. South Canterbury had a good week with really good grass growth rates. It's getting a bit dry in the southern parts of the region, but elsewhere it's still moist with enough rain to keep the wolf from the door for now. Long term, a lot more replenishing rain is needed. Tailing is underway on sheep farms in the lower country, but higher country lambing is only just kicking into gear. Temperatures crept up to 23 degrees this week here too. A farmer thinks they'll be brought back to reality over the next few days. On the cropping side of things, plants are starting to grow, so farmers are getting ready to apply spray and fertiliser. Crops can be anything from wheat to barley to vegetables and other small seed crops. Politically, farmers are worrying about dealing with new rules and regulations around farming.
For half an hour on Friday morning, a 5mm shower of rain hit around Otorehua in central Otago. The farmer we spoke to knew that because he was getting ready for merino shearing, which was underway when we called. He says the rain was needed, and while the valley is looking okay, further out in the hills it's getting dry already. Temperatures have been around 17 and 18 degrees, so grass is growing, even the clover is moving. Farms will be starting lambing around this weekend, so it's maybe par for the course that rather rough weather is on its way. Southland had a pretty good week, which was needed after tough conditions the week before. Most sheep farmers are now well through lambing, two-thirds to three-quarters done. Spring has been good to date, although just recently conditions have been a little frustrating because the ground dries out just enough to contemplate tractor work, and then it's rained again.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.